Okay, so let's get back on track here. Twilight. That project is over. Did you ever play live as Twilight?
Nope.
That never happened, right?
It would just be the amount of preparation that we would need to do it would be immense. And with everybody living in different parts of the country and everybody having their own bands, their own schedules, and plus everybody works, none of us would be able to take a month off to be able to get it right.
Yeah.
And at this point, there's already such expectations that we would never be able to live up to that. I mean, even this record, because of it being delayed almost 2 years, I've seen people who say they didn't live up to what they were expecting. And that's because when you have something like this, it's just going to snowball. You know, all the attention can be positive, but at the same time, all this attention is leading up to disappointment for a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to say that we're, Chinese democracy or something like that. But you do run the risk of that. And with how our music is, the last two records, one small thing live could go wrong, and that would just, we'd shit the bed. It would be completely over, and it would be embarrassing. We got offered some insane opportunities live. Like, we got offered Coachella. We're talking about Roadburn. And while, that would be an interesting experience, there's just no amount of preparation that we could undertake to make it even sound remotely close to the records.
I admire that note, Neil, because most artists would always take the check and not really give a fuck about the credibility and the integrity of the music. That's very commendable right there. What are your sentiments on the demise of Twilight, the band?
I'm apathetic to it at this point. The last 2 years since we began recording the record, from walking into the studio to, Tuesday when it was released in North America, it's just been continually stressful and difficult, and I'm honestly happy to be done with it, and I know that is the same feeling that everyone else involved has.
Yeah.
Because it's just been so overly dramatic. We set out to record a fucking record. We didn't set out to, have to explain why Blake went to jail or where, that stuff that you ordered from Blake that never came, where's that? Or, why isn't, this person on the record and why is this person on the record? Like, we never set out for any of that. We set out to record an album.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it's just become a three-ring fucking circus dealing with it.